Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Internet listeners, continue to listen to the music, and I will return.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We
well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Come on and give victory a voice and celebrate if you know that it ain't over until God.
For God, you are so worthy. Having a little issue going on here, but we're going to have a great God.
Come on. You've been through the fire. You were not alone. You've been through the storm. Look at that. Cause it ain't over.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We know that God is truly, we can truly trust Him that He's.
Well, we're going to bring forth this word tonight. I am on the board as well, Evangelist Hannah, and truly we thank God for moving by His Spirit and allowing the man of God to come forth tonight. We just thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives. We just say glory to your name, Jesus. And I just want to, I see the board is open. And I want to pray for you, Brother Eric. Are you with us?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. We bring you greetings of love and peace. And we're just excited to have you with us tonight. And truly, we're delighted to bring forth another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International. Well, let me just lift you up with a word of prayer. And whatever word God gave you in your belly, we just encourage you to come forth with all that God has given you tonight. Father, we thank you for your man of God. And Lord God, we lift him up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with him, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept him, Lord God. And Father God, as he opened up his mouth, Father God, let the kingdom of God be activated through him, Father. And all that are on the line, Father God, we thank you, Father, that they are able to receive what you're doing in this hour. As you speak through the man of God, we are open to receive in the mighty master's name of Jesus, and we say amen and glory to your master's name.
Amen.
Well, at this time, Brother Eric, we relinquish the floor to you, and we're here in the background if you need us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing this evening? I just want to thank the Lord for really moving in my life, bringing forth this word of inspiration as I go forward with trust in the Lord for the young people, to trust in the Lord, because without him, none of this would be able to be done. For as Job trusted the Lord through his troubling times, he felt that the Lord had took his kids from him. It was his fault that his kids was killed. But Job insisted on trusting in the Lord. Trust goes through the valley of the shadow of death, because you will feel no evil. The Lord is with you who trust in him. For I thank the Lord for giving me that trust, showing me how to trust, to break every curse that wants to hold me back and not trust in him to rule over my life. Satan always tries to confuse the mind, but the righteous will always prevail because of trust. Your trust, the hope in Jesus, which will keep you with eternal life from death, the suffering that Satan wants to send you through. You have to dethrone Satan Job, he doesn't want to judge or let his trust in God be removed. For as me, I have a situation going on personally in my life where I just lost my son, but I put my trust in the Lord. And that trust built up so strong that through faith and strength that I constantly pray for is prevailing me through this situation with wonderful blessings, wonderful blessings. So, young people, I just encourage you right now to trust in the Lord, because that's the greatest thing you can do. And faith in God, God in heaven, not an idol or any other god like the pharaohs of Egypt. For prayer is done without any doubt in your heart. So your faith has to be strong in the Lord with no doubt, because doubt is feelings from the devil, which makes him think that the Lord is not the one that's giving you your blessing. But truly it is God from heaven that's giving you your blessings, because he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, which you have to accept in your heart to receive blessings and build it up for riches and glory, favor, honor, all in Jesus, because he is a comforter. For sins against God, which is killing, young people, God don't want you to kill. In Exodus 20, it tells you in those Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. So why would you want to go out and take a life? God wouldn't want to just go out and take your life or sell drugs. I heard a couple of young people say, oh, they pray for God to help them sell their drugs or pray to kill before they get killed. Those things are not of God. Those are sins, sins that the devil put in your mind to try to bring you to hell, which is a place that you don't want to go. For the Lord said, if you be ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you and will not talk to his Father for you. So in order to talk to the Father, you have to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. For I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, and I think that that's the best move I ever made. And I'm embedding that in my kids right now. And I see that it's changing them, that they have a different kind of love and respect for each other. And I tell them all the time, I don't want you to go through the things that I went through. I want you to be better than me. I don't want you to try to be me or try to be like me. I want you to be what it says in the Word, the book, the Bible. Be like Jesus. To be a light of God. And I love to see the smile upon their face every time I tell them that. So tonight I just thank God for faith and trust that brings forth glory and honor and comfort from him. That's helping me in my life be ahead in my household. For you have to believe in Jesus to be the head of your life. The key to that is to trust in him, speaking life into what you want to come to pass. So if you speak positive into your life and into your children's life, positive things will come forth. For trust in the Lord is, how can I say, It's like how you trust in the gang that you want to join. But the difference is, unlike that gang that'll turn their back on you, Jesus will never turn his back on you. He said he would never leave or forsake you. He is always there to protect, honor, and never lie. So you have to trust in him in order for him to help you and accept him into your life. For I removed a lot of things in my life. If I can do it, you can do it. I removed a lot of sinful things like listening to all the rap with the cussing. By the grace of God, I pray for my tongue to be loose of those cuss words, and he healed me and removed those words from my body, my mind frame. So I speak those words no more. For the Lord is moving. God is real. He is here doing wonderful things. So you have to prepare yourself before it's too late, because you never know when your life will end. So you give prayer every night for forgiveness upon others that trespass upon you. As he said, you are to forgive 70 times, 7 times. So don't just think you got a limit to how many times you can forgive someone. Sometimes you have to be the bigger man or the bigger woman and walk away and just forgive that person. The Lord, that puts a big smile on his face when you do that. For I forgave a lot of people that done wrong to me, and I thought that, like, why would you even want to do harm to me or be mad at me? And I just got in the book and the word, and I see that the devil infiltrates and put thoughts in your in people's mind to make them jealous of you, because he sees the light that God placed in you, which is the light that you can have when you accept him to be anointed by him, being baptized, washed in the water, the greatest thing I ever done. Once I got baptized on November 14, 2006, and the Lord really started moving in my life then. A month later, he came into my life one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning and blessed me to speak in tongues as I just cried out to him for the blessings of speaking in tongues, thanking him for giving me a new feeling upon my mind, my soul, where I don't want to do the evil things that I wanted to do anymore. For the Lord is so powerful. And men at times start being fathers to your children, because Jesus, God, Jesus is our brother. God is our dad, and that's the best dad you could have. Even when your physical father is not there, you cry out to him to plenish that hole in your heart. If you can do that, then the burdens, you lay them down to him, and new things will come forth and transgress in your life. For God gives you the breath to breathe. He doesn't want you to go out and take a breath. that's not honoring God. That's honoring the devil. Very sinful. He doesn't want you to steal. Stealing. There's a lot of breaking and entering into houses going on right now with the bad economy. But if you pray to the Lord and ask him to provide you with the things that you need, you would not have to do those sinful things of the devil and then end up in jail or dead because of one bad move that you made. One mistake can ruin your life forever. But the best thing you can do to make your life last eternally is accept Jesus Christ into your heart, which means you receive love, kindness, and tenderness, being comforted in a way that you can't be comforted physically. Feelings throughout your heart of skeptical, undecidedness, distrustfulness, and unbelief are things of the devil. God is a blessing God that has your life mapped out. You were chosen by him, his son. He sent his son because he loved you. And he sent him to remove those sins from us being upon this physical earth, to be able to come home with him and have eternal life. Well, he say he will always comfort you if you wouldn't harden yourself. For let him spare you and not be concealed to the words. Faith in God is something you have to act on with no doubt. You have to believe and act on it. As you do that, God sees that you truly trust in him and you don't have to worry. I've been worrying, but I prayed. Prayer is so powerful. With his blood, you can defeat anything. And his name, Jesus Christ, is to be placed upon it to seal the deal. For I did a thing on evil spirits to war against. And one of them was a spirit of Python. And at one time I had a spirit of Python upon me that I had to get removed because that spirit keeps you from getting your blessings. And as I was little, I always cried myself to sleep and prayed to God for my soul to be home with him. And he moved upon my life and he just been so awesome to me, giving me the gift of the sight, of discernment to see those blessings coming to pass, even when I thought he gave up on me. But as you constantly pray and accept God and love on him, he opens you up more and more, bringing different things into your life of glorious favor, removing those strongholds, mountains out of your way. He will take anything that you ask him to remove and remove it for you if you just trust in him. For my trust in him has been moving so strongly, and I received prophecies from different ministers and evangelists that the Lord blessed me to see in dreams. And all those things that was prophesied to me, spoken, which came to pass, opened up my eyes and my ears more and cleared my mind to really let me see that the Lord is moving in my life and he is giving me what I pray for. For you don't pray for, like, needy things of the world, wanting to be the most popular person, have shiny rims, be rich. No, that's not what you pray for. Because you will receive riches from God as long as you accept him in your life and walk in his word. For the spirit that I was talking about, the spirit of Python, was wrapping itself around my body eternally. And I felt the tightness and like how it would grip on my mind and have me with headaches. And the only way I could get rid of it was to call out the name of Jesus and go to the Bible and read some scriptures and feed myself with his words, because the devil was kicked out of heaven and he got so mad at God and wanted to be over him like he was more powerful. That's how come he has all these demons that he sends forth to torment, to try to keep you from getting your blessings from God. But you have to pray and ask and tell him that he is dethroned, because God gave you the authority and power to dethrone Satan. And you dethrone him, you want to not go back and backslide, let him come back into your life and get that seat again. Because when you do that, that brings forth more demons. So that's double the trouble. And depending on how many times you do it, that's how many more. So you have to watch what you say, what you watch on TV, and what you let take into your home. Some of these products that you can buy, some people then put little hexes on them, you know. So you have to be, just because it's appealing to the eye, you have to be skeptical and ask the Lord if it's okay. Because, you know, that's something that is not of him. And you would have to ask him, is it safe to get? If he says no, then no means no. You don't get that product. For strongholds argument or thoughts that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Satan placed to exalt himself in attempt to possess our lives and appear bigger than God. That's what I'm talking about with the spirit of the python. He's a stronghold that the devil placed in your life to try to keep you bound. Like Mary said in that song, you have to break them shackles from your feet and get up and dance and praise the Lord to make him smile and be happy so that you can receive blessings and build it up in your kingdom. Because once you accept the Lord into your heart and into your life, you will receive a place in the kingdom of heaven. You already have one, but it's up to you to get it. So once you do that and you put forth that effort and show the Lord that you truly want him to be with you and you accept him, you can conquer anything. With the blood of Jesus, there's nothing you can't do. For this morning, I prayed a prayer, and I was led to a Psalm 67 that I would like to share that says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends, the earth shall fear him. From that, it was moved upon my heart that we have to get Jesus into us before it's too late. Because as you see in the earth right now, God is moving. He's coming forth. He's cleaning up. As Hurricane Isaac has moved from the Gulf, God is here, and he's moving. And we as men sometimes tend to harden our hearts and not want to cry. But Jesus cried. So that don't make you no less of a man if you shed tears. So when you shed those tears, you're shedding those tears for Jesus. And he bottles them up. And he loves it. He loves it. Well, I cry out to him all the time. I shed plenty of tears for him. I used to sit in the church and look at people like, what are they doing? All this jumping around and shouting. But I see that the Lord placed it upon my eyes that that's a way to worship him, which is what he wants us to do, worship him. And it's to the point now where I'm one of the ones jumping up out of my seat, lifting my hands, shouting out, hallelujah, glory be to God, because he's moving so mightily and strongly in my life. And I feel so good right now. I was prophesied too that Jesus loves me. God loves me. And he wants to elevate me in his kingdom. For I was nervous, real nervous, but I just prayed and I asked the Lord. I say, I prayed for more movement to come forth and do your work for you. So with this being my first time ever speaking out like this, where a lot of people could hear me, yeah, I'm nervous, but I feel comforted because I had the Lord in me, and he just let me know that there's nothing to worry about, no fear. Ain't no reason for me to be nervous. So I feel good right now with him comforting me, keeping me built up with plenty of faith, trust and love in him, giving me a strong backbone, my wife. For, you know, I used to be out there doing a lot of things of the world, and I had always said that if I get married, I'm going to get married at the age 28. And at first, I was just joking around with it. But then, look at what the Lord done, how he moved in my life. I got married at the age of 28. And I feel that it was one of the best moves I made. Because with that blessing of marriage, the covenant of being one, as the Lord wants us to be, I received a lot of blessings upon my family. So tonight I just want to thank everyone that accepted me and gave me a chance to come forth and bless the Lord the best that I can for the first time. I just want to thank everyone for it right now. And that's it.
Well, we just praise God for you coming forth, Brother Eric. You don't know, as you minister that word, and you just took your time and pronounced your word clearly, and we were able to receive what you poured out. And truly, we want to encourage you. You have so much to offer. You have so much to give to young people, to the people of God, period. And even as you give your testimonies, you don't know how much that's going to encourage others, because you give it with conviction. And it's so important, you know, as the Word of God says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when ye shall say, I have no pleasure in them. And that's Ecclesiastes 12:1. So I just want to say thank you for just coming forth on this time, and truly we want to have you back, because we are in need of young people coming forth and to encourage other young men You know, we really need that on the broadcast because a lot of times they don't have anyone that they can go to and get encouraged and even be able to open up and talk about what they're dealing with. Sometimes it takes another young man to pour into another young man or a child or a boy. You know, as women of God, we are ordained to do so much, but that's why God made a man, because he know what the young boys and the young men will need and need. So we want to say thank you for sacrificing a Friday night to just come forth and honor God with your message that he's given you. We're elated. We are excited about it, and I want you to know that we're really excited about you coming forth, and we want to just let you know that we're behind you 150%.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Truly, we're excited. My husband wanted me to share with you that he is at work, but he is listening in, and that he's not able to come on, but he is listening in to you, and he said hopefully next time he'll be able to communicate, but he is clapping his hands.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
God.
Thank
now
you.
We're gonna open up the lines, and if you have any testimonies or just a word of encouragement for the man of God, he is Brother Eric Lovett. And he is a member of Living Way Christian Center. That's 235 West 40th in Gary, Indiana. And we're just going to open the lines up at this time. Is there anyone that want to have a comment?
Glory to God. Glory to God, Brother Eric. This is Evangelist Hannah. And I just thank God for you and for the message that you choose to come forth with today. And the song was I Trust You, and then you came on talking about trust in the Lord. So I just bless and praise God for that, man of God, and I just encourage you to continue to stay on the wall and to continue to trust God no matter what. For you and your family, I have seen the Lord move in your life and the changes that he's making in your life, and I just give a shout out to God for that, and I just pray strength upon you and your wife, and love you dearly, man of God. Love you dearly.
Yes. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening, Brother Eric. Hi, this is Tammy, Sister Tammy from Living Way Christian Center.
How you doing?
I am fine, and it is such a delight to hear you tonight. When Prophetess Teresa told me you were coming on the line, I said, okay, let me charge the phone so I can get some of it, you know, because the phone was almost completely dead. But to God be the glory, I heard your message, and me and my mom passing the phone back and forth. She's like, let me hear him. So we really enjoyed you tonight, and you also encouraged me. And Prophetess had asked me to prepare a message to come forth with it, and I had been so scared. Brother Eric, I just didn't do it. I never told her, look, I'm too scared. You know, I just didn't do it, but you inspired me tonight when you said you were grateful that they allowed you to come on to give God the glory.
Yes.
And see, I was thinking it was about me, and it's not about me. It's about giving God the glory, just as you said. And
yes.
And I guess that's part of me getting to know our Father and walking in trust and faith, you know, and he's cleaning me up. And I was just encouraged by your Python message as well.
Thanks.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to your next message.
Okay.
And it's just a pleasure Brother Eric to be a part of the kingdom of heaven along with you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that would like to have a comment at this time?
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Teresa. Praise. This is Prophet Marcella. Glory to God. You know, when I was listening to the podcast, it's a song which I'm not going to sing. But it says, walk in the light, beautiful light. And you allow the light of God to shine through you tonight. And I encourage you to continue on your path, which God has ordained for you to walk. And to touch souls, touch lives, and never give up. Continue on doing what you're doing, what God has placed in you, deposits in you, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for coming on and sharing. God bless you. God love you, and I love you as well. Be blessed.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Amen. Is there anyone else that want to come forth and encourage the man of God or acknowledge what the word that has been brought forth tonight? Well, we just give glory to God, and, you know, I can't say enough. I'm just enlightened. I feel so delighted that you stepped out and you just said, yes, you know, Lord, use me. That's what our life is all about, being used by the Father, and it's for his glory, for his purpose, for his mission to go forth and to the earth realm. That's what our life is all about. So I'm just thanking God for you, your family, your wife, and even your mom. She's just an awesome woman of God.
Yeah.
You know, truly an awesome woman of God, a strong intercessor. And, I mean, you know, I can't say enough about your mom. And then I watched your wife and your children, and you have a beautiful family. God bless you. God bless you. And we're looking forward to scheduling you to coming on even more, you know, because I know you got the stuff, as Apostle Emma always say. You got the stuff.
Yeah.
You got the stuff. You got the stuff that the world needs, and we just got to put it out there. We got to put it out there. And also, I want to say before we get off the line, on tomorrow at 2 p.m., Kingdom Builders will be having our monthly empowerment at the church, 235 West 40th, and that's in Gary, Indiana, 46407. We'll be there at 2 o'clock, and we'll be talking about the testimonies for Jesus. So we'll be giving testimonies. Prophetess Pamela Hines will be bringing the word forth. We'll be having refreshments that will be there as well, waiting for someone to eat them up. So we want to encourage those that are on the line, if you are in the area from Chicago, even Gary area, come forth and join us at 2 p.m. on tomorrow. We'll be there once again every first Saturday. We're there lifting up the name of Jesus, and that's what it's all about, lifting up his message and just getting more and more of him and being in the comfort of the saints. You know, just being in the comfort of the saints. And so I just say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. You know, so we're excited about it, and we're excited about you, Brother Eric, and I know Evangelist Hannah will be calling you so we can make another appointment for you to come forth. Because this is something that God has ordained for you.
Okay.
To bring forth the word so that the people of God can be fed with what he has already fed you with. So
yeah.
We are excited. And is there anything else that you would like to say? Or?
Just a quick little prayer. Father, I thank you tonight for placing your blessings upon me, giving me the anointing to bring forth your word, to heal someone,
yes,
more than one tonight. Father, I thank you for the gift and the power of your blood and your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That I sprinkle out now upon the city, the neighborhood, the earth, the entire world, to heal and cleanse people's mind, body, and soul, to bring forth love and peace upon this world. And I loose the blood of Jesus upon every stronghold that's placed upon people that are bound right now, to break that stronghold in the name of Jesus, by the blood, the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus. I bind it up and I break it. I sever that tie right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful, wonderful blessings you placed in my life to give a prayer and not just pray for one, but for everyone. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Hannah, do you have something you would like to say?
Yes, I just want to let everyone know that from every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, glory to God, Kingdom Builders International has intercessory prayer from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Call in. Pray, call in with a prayer request. The number is 218-895-0280. Again, the number is 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729, which is the word pray. So every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, glory to God. And men of God, I just cover you in the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I bind the very spirit of backlash and retaliation. It almost see you. I thank you that no weapon formed against you and your family shall prosper. I thank you, God, for commissioning your warring angels to warn his behalf. To continue to stir up the gifts that you have in the inside of him and open the eyes of understanding even the more. In the master's name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And we just cover you as you go about your day. We cover you as you speak to other people. We cover you with the blood of Jesus so that you can be pushed in to the very, very blessed place that God has already ordained for you to have to walk in the name of Jesus. We just say amen. And we just thank
amen.
You once again for that awesome word, for truly I have received it. And, you know, when you said I'll trust him, that's important. Keep on trusting God. No matter what the circumstances are, we just got to trust God. We can't trust ourselves, but we can
trust.
We can trust in God. So at that note, if there's not any other comments, if it is, I'm going to ask you to press 1, and we can open the boards up for you. For those that are on the Internet, we truly thank you for tuning in. And even those that have called in, we send blessings out to you as well. You can go into the archives. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And you'll be able to listen to the broadcast, the podcast, in archives. It will be on there forever. And if you'd like to get a copy of the CD, you can go to our website. We'll be more than happy to get you a copy of the teaching tonight, the word. Our website is www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And we're building the website now, so just stay encouraged. If you have accepted Jesus tonight, if this word of God have brought you closer and you want to acknowledge God as your Savior, we want to encourage you. It's never too late. There's nothing that you could do that would allow Jesus not to accept you in. We want to extend the call of salvation to you. We want to give you the opportunity to be part of the kingdom. We want to embrace you. We want to fellowship with you. We want to say, if you want to repeat after me, Father, I have sinned, but Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. I want to be in fellowship with you, Lord God. I embrace the call. I embrace the assignment. I want to reign with you, God. And I ask you to allow me to enter in. I believe that you died. I know that you rose again. And I want to be part of the kingdom. It's just that simple. And if you said those words with me, I encourage you to go to our website. We'll be more than happy to send you a Bible, if you don't have one, an MP3 audio Bible. We want to invest in you. We want to welcome you. The angels are rejoicing, and certainly we want to rejoice with you. We're here for you, and we want to encourage you. If you don't have a church home, find one. Pray and ask God to lead you, and he will. For the Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together with the saints so that you can be renewed and restored and refreshed in the word. So we're excited and we're delighted to offer God to you. Well, once again, we just want to thank you, Brother Eric, for coming forth and just stepping out in faith, stepping out in God. We're just excited about what God is doing in your life and even your wife's life, for truly it is a new beginning. And we want to, in closing, we're going to play a song, and we just want you to just meditate on this song and receive it in your spirit and just say, I'll never, ever be bound again. Because, Lord, I trust you.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll call it prayer. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today.
Glory to God, for truly freedom is at the door, and it's on you if you make that decision. Tell the devil, I'll never be bound again. I got my liberty. as Brother Eric went for, he have given you the keys to the kingdom, and I encourage you to open those doors and just tell the enemy I'll never be bound again because I know how to be set free. Well, in closing, we just bless you with the love of God. Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. Be a blessing to someone. Get excited about what God is doing. And if you're free tomorrow at 2 o'clock, come on out and join in with us. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful, blessed evening. And we say good night.
Good night. Okay. You have a good one, too. Thank
Amen.
Y'all for
you
listening.
Too. Amen.
Okay. Good night.
Good
All
night.
Right.
Free right now, you're getting free right now. I give you my secret.
I've got my